Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester, in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. Probably all of us have found ourselves in what appears to be an impossible situation, with no way out. Maybe we don't have the knowledge we need, or maybe we don't know what has to be done, or how to do it. Or maybe we've forgotten some important piece of information, and despite racking our brains, we just can't remember it. And as a result, we're stuck. Such situations may not be as common now as they were in the days before the internet, data clouds, and cell phones, but maybe you've experienced how lost you can feel when there's no cell coverage, especially if you've been relying on the GPS on your phone to give you directions to your desired destination. Are these really impossible situations? Do we just have to resign ourselves to being stuck, or to trying to work things out as best we can with whatever limited knowledge or ability we have? Not necessarily. For centuries, lots of people have found that turning to God, to the power and presence of good that we associate with God, can be a real game changer that gets us out of what appears to be an impossible situation. The Bible includes a number of examples, and we'll look at some on Morning Prayer this week to see what insights they have for us to use if we ever find ourselves stuck. May we all find ourselves saying with the psalmist, "The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness, for by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall." Amen.